Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 10th of June 1972. The title is Subtle Arrogance and Ignorance. That is, subtle arrogance and ignorance. At the present time, two main weaknesses or defects are visible in the effort of those who are making effort everywhere, and due to these weaknesses, they are not able to show the wonders that they should. What are these two weaknesses? On one side, there is arrogance, and on the other side, there is ignorance. Both these aspects make your efforts slack. Arrogance is also very subtle. Because of arrogance, if someone gives even the slightest signal for your own progress, then, in a subtle way, there isn't tolerance, but there is instead the thought, why did this one say this? This is said to be arrogance in a subtle way. If someone gives a signal, consider that signal to be a means for your progress for the present and also the future. There should also be the practice of merging that signal in yourself and the power to tolerate that signal. In a subtle way, there is also upheaval in your attitude and vision. Why did this happen? How did this happen? This is not said to be the soul conscious stage. At the time of listening to praise, you have the feeling of love in your vision and attitude towards that soul. So, if someone gives a signal for your guidance, is there the feeling in that too, of love and of being a well-wisher for that soul? That soul is a very great well-wisher for you? Such a stage is called the soul conscious stage. If you are not soul conscious, then, in other words, it would be called arrogance. This is why you are not able to tolerate insult. On the other side, you become completely ignorant. You are deceived in many aspects because of this reason too. Some pretend to be ignorant in order to protect themselves, whereas others really are ignorant. So, instead of these two things, imbibe self-respect and also humility, through which both these two things will finish. In your thoughts, let there be the stage of humility, and arrogance will then finish. You have become philosophers, but you have not become spiritual. That is, you have not yet developed this spirit. Those who stay in the soul conscious stage, in the intoxication of soul consciousness, are called spiritual. Nowadays, they are visible more as philosophers, but they have very little spiritual power. A spirit can do so much in 1 second. Just as a magician can show such wonders in a second, in the same way, those who have spiritually developed the art of attaining success in whatever they do. Those people, that is, the magicians, have the art of doing everything successfully with their hands, whereas this is being an embodiment of success in every thought and every deed. Success means attainment. Simply to listen to and relate points is known as philosophy. There is a temporary impact from philosophy, whereas the influence of spirituality is for all times. So, now, in order to attain success in your every deed, you have to bring about spirituality. To be ignorant means that you do not become an embodiment of whatever you hear. A worthy teacher is one who gives teachings through being an embodiment of those teachings. That one's form will be full of the teachings. Their way of looking and walking will give teachings to others. Just as you saw how every action of the Sakar form as a teacher was that of spirituality in a practical way. In other words, you call this the divine activity. To give teachings to someone through words is a common thing. However, everyone wishes to have an experience. You have to give an experience with the power of your elevated thoughts and elevated deeds. Acha Om Shanti.